Good Planet, good news, good planet, good news, good planet, good news.
It's time now for your good news for a good planet. A new world underwater. For centuries, most of the Earth's oceans have remained a mystery. Now, just as NASA has studied the Moon and Mars with rovers and remote-controlled vehicles, researchers are using similar technology to map the world's oceans. Sue Bastian is a remote-controlled underwater robot designed by the Schmidt Ocean Institute for Deep Sea Research. It's capable of exploring depths up to 4,500 meters, almost 3 miles beneath the ocean surface. The robot is equipped with arms that can be manipulated in 7 different ways, along with removable trays that can be loaded with experiments designed by the scientists. Sue Bastian can collect samples, recover lost equipment, and collect chemical and thermal data. Armed with extensive cameras and sensors, the robot can live stream underwater dives across the world, while researchers compile its data into 3D maps of the ocean floor, all at the same time. This powerful combination of imagery and information has led to some amazing discoveries beneath the sea. In 2020, an enormous detached coral reef was identified inside the Australian Great Barrier Reef Marine Park. Taller than the Empire State Building, this ancient reef is the first to be discovered in 120 years. Sue Bastian was also responsible for detecting the longest underwater animal ever recorded. The 150-foot-long Siphonophore apolemia is a gelatinous string of zooids that clone themselves thousands of times into specialized bodies that work together as one entity. Even more discoveries shone light on new invertebrates, sea sponges, a long-tailed sea cucumber, mollusk, barnacle, and squat lobster species, as well as a bioluminescent octopus squid. Thanks to these new technologies, we are seeing new oceanscapes and revealing diverse life forms and ecosystems that share our planet. The images, data, and samples collected will have important implications for the sustainability and protection of these underwater ecosystems and others worldwide.
Good news, good planet.